still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Again, the street does not care if you are wounded. Bad guys don't care if you're hurt or incapacitated. In fact, that makes you more of a target. So you might as well learn how to defend yourself. I'm learning how to defend myself in situations with one hand. And it was phenomenal yesterday. We were doing all sorts of great new stuff. And disarming weapons, which was really hard to do. But, you know, challenging and fun. That's the key to the whole thing. They challenge you the entire time. You just get challenged after one after another. And you realize you're capable of a lot more than you thought you were. Especially in my condition right now where I've only got one good arm. I can't even move my left arm very good. Finding that I'm a pretty capable type individual with just this one arm. Bad guys don't want to see you fight back. That's essentially the message you get up there at Tactical Black. And the second you show them, hey, I'm not going down without a fight, they really don't want anything to do with you. So get that confidence and learn it the right way. ReactDefense.com is the place that does that. And they do it beautifully. Ever evolving. They can teach you, challenge you, and get you in great shape. Just check it out, ReactDefense.com. They're in Phoenix. They're in Chandler. They're in Glendale. Check out their store, TacticalBlackVault.com, for all the cool merch they've got as well. And then start getting in shape with me. Brady, report it. Or whatever you do here. Entertain me.
I'll do that. The new cover story on Jennifer Lopez and In Style magazine includes praise from Mark Anthony and Ben Affleck, but no word from A-Rod.
Ooh.
Is it because their relationship has issues?
Well, sure. I thought they were getting divorced.
But the, in fairness, the article, the story was done months ago.
I guess they did. They keep talking about them divorcing. I didn't hear they got married.
I don't think they got married. I had heard they were having relationship problems. And
they had tons of them.
Because you had that one girl that he was hanging out with for a while. But they did post something like a couple of weeks ago saying, we're working things out.
Yeah, me.
Experts expect Americans to add a net of 50 million streaming subscriptions this year, with the biggest boost coming from Disney Plus, Paramount Plus, HBO Max, and Discovery Plus.
We're getting hammered. We're just getting hammered. Nickel and dime to death.
I also saw that it was 58% of the people that subscribe do not know all the services that they've signed up for.
Nobody knows. So I'm on this new thing, like these free TV channels, like Samsung's got TV Plus,
yeah,
and then Pluto TV.
Pretty cool.
Pluto TV's pretty good.
Yeah.
My friend Jim Wilson told me about something called Kaloopy. I can't get it on my TV. He was showing me. It's just girls walking around in California, and they're volunteers. It's not like spying. And Wilson's like, yeah, it's just models on the beach and stuff, and they walk around. And I'm like, there's no nudity or anything? No. I'm like,
you just watch them.
Chicks being. Kaloopy. And, you know, there's some pretty ones, and then some of them are just girls in a house hanging out. And I'm like, really? So I look for it. I don't have it on any of my TV services, so good, because it would make me feel really weird to watch girls in
all their clothes. Look over people's fences and backyards.
So that's what it is. It feels like you're this girl's kind of volunteering. It would be if the girl next door knew you were watching, and she's like, she's putting on a little walk show. But there's, you know, I want to treat a woman with respect. I'm not just going to stare at her while her clothes are on.
What channel is this?
It's called Kaloopy.
And it's on the Samsung or is it on the Pluto?
It's not on either. I don't have it on any of my phone. I think you have to get it as an actual app, and I'd feel too perverted to do that. I like my ladies on my apps to get naked. I don't want them in their clothes. Kind of weird, classless behavior is that on my end.
Aaron Rodgers is getting some exposure hosting Jeopardy. I think the one that was, you said it was really slow.
A little.
And then they tried
ambient.
To make some funny out of it because the guy kind of trolled him on the final Jeopardy. Right.
The final
Definitely
Jeopardy
felt staged.
The guy wrote the thing. Who called for that field goal?
Yeah.
Or who made the call to kick a field goal? And Aaron goes, it's a good question. So basically, he's trolling his coach again, which he got in trouble for at the end of the season in the first place. But he was boring. Katie Couric was probably the worst of all the Dr. Oz's hosted. Ken Jennings was great. Turned out he ended up just fantastic. Then Katie Couric, they had a guy named Mike Richards who's an executive producer do 2 weeks because somebody got COVID, and he did okay, but he was just real stiff. And then Katie Couric came on, and she is ridiculously boring. Dr. Oz talks like a cab driver, so it was a little weird. And then Aaron Rodgers comes on and makes Katie Couric look like a circus clown. Like, he is human ambient. Like, his voice is boring. He's good at reading the questions, but, I mean, there's a little something extra that comes with that.
To get a little taste of it.
He'll knock you out, and he's a little bit smug.
Yesterday was the 27th anniversary of Kurt Cobain's death.
Yeah.
So an AI just did a new Nirvana song based upon their music. They plugged it in around 30 Nirvana tracks. They put it all in there, and the computer pumped out a song called Drowned in the Sun.
Does Rich have it? Do we have it?
We need Toledo.
Are we saying find it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it?
Drowned in the Sun by Nirvana.
Drowned in the Sun.
And it's
quality of the song is debatable, but the AI definitely nailed the Nirvana vibe.
It's not a very good song.
The singer isn't
not
Kurt,
bad,
though.
But it's a little deeper.
They have a different singer that came.
Yeah, so it's Eric Hogan, the lead singer of the Ultimate Nirvana tribute band.
So AI,
I think I got it.
So AI wrote the song, and
yes,
then somebody performed. I thought they just mashed it all together. All right, you got it, Brett. Go ahead.
Hang on one second.
Yeah, because that's interesting. To think that we would want a new Nirvana
put 30 song.
Songs
in there, and it kind of composes a song from all that.
Right, based on their tendencies. And
yeah.
The algorithms of music, which is just so from the heart art. You think this is it?
I think so.
Oh, Drowned in the you've sun. Got mail.
I know. Drowned in the Sun. Yep.
Have they got a video for it already?
No, it's just like a...
Oh, here you go.
Yeah, that's it.
This is it? All right. I don't know what to expect here, so... New Nirvana. It's out of tune, so it's very Nirvana. That's the best Nirvana singer we've got. I was better the one time we did it.
Easy chops.
I was. Trust me. Trust me. I'm hearing this.
They also did one for Amy Winehouse.
Here's
the Amy
good.
Winehouse.
I mean, the singer's nowhere clear.
Yeah. Who's clamoring for new Amy Winehouse?
Well, you know, I got no idea.
Same that's pretty guy, good. Eric Hogan.
Is that the one? Sounds better doing that. To see. That's a better Kurt
it's
Cobain.
And I like to get on going.
Well, much like her career, I'm going to cut that one off.
It's no FM, but, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
We're just going to end that early, Amy. You like that. It's your MO. We're going to put a needle in that. All right. That's it. We're all done. Wow. That was a quick day. Larry's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a fantastic day. Be nice to Larry, and we'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Our country is facing a major crisis. We need to find out what's causing it.